Oh, my head. Where am I? I remember passing out, starving. Did you bring me here? Thank you. Is this food? No, I don't need normal food. I need energy. Oh, I'm a succubus. I just need a kiss. It'll be enough to stop the hunger pains, at least. Please. Just a small kiss. I promise I won't take too much. And no, I won't take any of your soul. Oh, really? Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, excuse me. Thank you. That really hit the spot. After so long starving. Thank you so very much. If I may, could I ask for the name of my savior? It is an honor, and if I may be so bold, a blessing to make your acquaintance. That is quite a noble name. I am Sarsha, attendant and clerical assistant of the great Furfur. Or, at least I was, before the apocalypse hit my realm, destroying everything I knew and threw us all into your realm. Now I'm just Sarsha, one who almost lost her life to hunger. I couldn't even feed myself properly in the red light district. The things I had to do to merely scrape by and not even manage to get enough energy to survive most days. I'm even being evicted this weekend, and I can't even find a place to stay. You found me as I was on my way back from searching for a new place to stay and heading back to work, where I would spend yet another night, not being able to find enough to feed, and that's when I collapsed, and then, well, here we are. What about you? What made you help poor, pathetic me? Oh, you bought this house recently. Well, this is a pretty big house for one person to live in alone, and the alternatives weren't nice or in good neighborhoods, but why are you telling me this? You want me to live here? But why? No, why me in particular, at least? You must have some friends or family. Oh. And you had a good feeling about me. You're too kind. I don't know if I could accept this. This isn't some sort of trick, is it? I mean, if I accept your offer, then I have to pay you back somehow. I can't just be a freeloader here. How about this? Yes, I have a plan. Would you like to hear it, my dearest, sweet new master? I can offer you my services in return for food and letting me live here. And, of course, by food, I mean a little taste of your energy every once in a while. So, to clarify, you can get a roommate, some company, someone who can look after your house and protect it, and someone who's more than happy to do this and that with you at any time you like. And believe me, my sweet dear master, it's an unforgettable experience to make love to a succubus. And in return, I get to stay here for as long as you allow me to. I get to sustain myself with your sexual energy when I need it. And I get to have the chance to start again after I lost everything. What do you think? Ah, I see some doubt in your eyes. What part of this deal are you skeptical about, I wonder? Is it in my favor too much? You haven't been with a succubus before. That's not that big of a surprise. Not many have been accepting or welcoming of us after we practically flooded your world after ours went up in ruin, but I get it. You want to know if I can put my money where my mouth is. In this case, oftentimes, my mouth is my money. I am happy to demonstrate my capabilities. But a more tangible set of skills, rather than just sexual and housekeeping, I can also provide financial advice and accounting work as well. For the great Furfur, I was running her numbers for thousands of years. Financial security is something that does entice you mortals. Oh, and I see something I greatly desire right here. Oh my. Either you know some magic yourself, or you are far more well endowed than any mortal I've ever run across. If I may, please. Oh, thank you, my new master. Oh. Give me all of your heart, juicy cock. New master, I want to be your cum dumpster. I feel you twitching already. Hold out just a little longer, master. So delicious. Come in my mouth. Give it to me, master. Come on. I could really be twitching harder. Fill me up. Oh, thank you, master. Oh, so much. I need to get every last drop. Thank you. So delicious. Did you enjoy that? I assume from your breathing, that's a yes. But seriously, did you enjoy it? Oh, thank you. I hope to improve my technique in the future. And do you think the arrangement is fair? Of course, that's only the smallest that I'm capable of. And I have to admit, you taste like no other mortal or anything else I've never had before in my life. Your energy is sweet and rich, and it's above any other energy I've ever had the privilege of partaking in, especially back when I was the great Furfur's attendant. But now is the time to look forward, and I do look forward to living with you from now on as your roommate and attendant. please take care of me, my new master.